How many of you remember Kermit the Frog? You know, Kermit, I haven't seen him on the TV in a long time, but I always liked Kermit. Actually, when I went to Transylvania, I took a Kermit puppet with me. And the minister there was so intrigued with Kermit that I left Kermit there with him. So he's perched on the minister's computer over in Transylvania. Well, Kermit sometimes used to burst into song, and one of the songs he sang, I stole the title from, The Rainbow Connection. And the words go like this. Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of it and someone believed it. And look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it. The Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it. The Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Was Kermit right? Is there a rainbow connection? With all due respect to Kermit, the idea is certainly not new. In the biblical book of Genesis, there's the story of Noah and his wonderful ark. And when the rain stopped and the floods receded, a rainbow appeared. And Noah heard God say, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." In Japanese mythology, the rainbow was believed to be the bridge by which the gods and goddesses came to the earth. But Kermit's song is correct in suggesting that most of us today have lost the rainbow connection. The old myths no longer speak to us as powerfully as they once did. Can there be a new connection for us? We seem to keep searching. Is there some special knowledge or wisdom that we seek? And if so, how do we go about finding it? I like the rainbow because it puts us immediately in touch with two very different avenues to the special knowledge we seek. The avenue of science, and the avenue of ideals and values. I like the term connection because it suggests that the wisdom we seek lies in relationships, among people, between people and things, and among all the roads we travel as individual searchers. The rainbow itself is a natural phenomenon. It doesn't require the intervention of supernatural powers or extraordinary circumstances. I look out my window. The rain has let up. The sun comes out and shines through the raindrops, which act like prisms, breaking the light up into the spectrum of colors. And there it is, a magnificent arc of colors across the sky. Of course, an important part of that description is the eye looking out the window. It can be argued that the rainbow is an illusion because a creature with a different type of eye would see something different. A colorblind person perhaps experiences rainbows quite differently from the way I do. So it isn't just the sunlight broken up by the raindrops. It's my eye that receives the colorful image and my brain that organizes that information into an impressive arc and labels it a rainbow. So the description of a rainbow really isn't complete without a description of my eye and my brain. Does that mean I'm part of the rainbow? Imagine that. Of course, one could also say that a description of me is incomplete without the details of what my eyes and my brain do with sunlight shining through raindrops in the sky. Does that mean that the rainbow is part of me? Well, I don't know. But the complex scientific data all by themselves seem to suggest at the very least that I am physically connected with rainbows. And that amazes and awes me. I suggest to you that one road to the special wisdom we seek is an understanding of contemporary science. Sometimes when I say that, I can feel some bristles go up. It's not a fashionable position to take, even though we have a strong heritage of respect for science as a means of understanding ourselves and our world. But we have been involved in recent years in devastating criticism of science and technology, sometimes for very good reasons. Arrogant human beings, armed with limited scientific knowledge, have gone about tampering with ecosystems with alarming results. The problem is that we have retained an outmoded worldview, which held that we are separate from and superior to the rest of nature, or at the very least, the pinnacle of evolution. It's not scientific knowledge that is at fault, but rather our unwillingness to accept the worldview that more recent knowledge brings. Late 20th century science revealed a world in which cooperation among organisms is the rule, and an awesome potential for novelty is built into the system. Some of the best sermons are being written today by scientists, people involved every day in the minute details of microbiology, or subatomic physics, or the far reaches of space-time. They are rediscovering mystery, wonder, and humility before the intricate complexity and necessary connectedness of every event in the universe. The rainbow connection means that you and I are part of that connectedness. Rainbows are also intimately involved in social science, which attempts to understand human behavior and motivation. Because rainbows occur just as the skies clear after a storm, just as the sun begins to shine through the clouds, we humans have made of the rainbow a symbol of hope. We wonder what new possibilities lie on the other side of the rainbow in our future. We look at the beautiful arc of colors and all our cherished ideals come to mind. Even if you know that ideals by definition can never be fully realized, you may get a lift and a surge of energy at the thought that if there are rainbows, then perhaps some positive change is possible. I think the rainbow as a symbol causes us to look inward and to ask some ultimate questions about what it is that we value, and where we choose to direct our life energies. One of the hardest lessons scientists of all kinds have had to learn is that the experimenter, the person doing the research, affects the results. This is true even in the hard-nosed physical sciences, but it is especially important in the social sciences. There are limits to our objectivity. Who I am affects the kinds of questions I ask and the methods or measurements I use, as well as my interpretation of the results. To put it another way, in order to understand any natural event, particularly one involving people, we have to turn the spotlight on ourselves as part of the process. That can be very uncomfortable, because the sad truth is that so many of us, even when we do look inward, forget to ask ourselves the hard questions, like, how does the world really look to me? Or how do I feel about going to college or getting married or whatever the rest of the world is currently expecting me to do? It's so much easier just to go along doing what's practical and expected, following the leader. Or as one of our rainbow songs puts it, follow the fellow who follows the dream. I say, forget it. You follow your own dream. But it's been very hard for me to do that. I'm practical. I'm inclined to take the job that pays most rather than the one that will be the most interesting. I'm agreeable and inclined to go along with what people expect of me, as long as it seems reasonable, even when I don't really like what I'm being asked to do. Me, take seriously my own thoughts and feelings and dare to articulate them? Who am I to be doing that? Haven't I just gone on at length about our connectedness and a scientific worldview of cooperation among organisms? Shouldn't I be agreeable and practical and cooperative? Well, maybe not. I have to tell you about my father. He was a rather gruff businessman, and he could not stand to hear that someone was nice. He would scowl and say, "Nice? That's the worst thing you can say about anyone." That used to irritate me because I was expending so much energy trying to be nice. But I think he may have been in touch with one of the most important discoveries of psychology, that niceness can be a wall we put up to hide our real feelings. The tragedy is that one can fool oneself into believing that the wall of niceness is her real self. It's a terrible thing to become a wall. It can be frightening to look inward and to encounter our own real feelings. The most difficult part for me has been learning to trust my own views as valid and worth stating. Frightening part is that being true to yourself often puts you in sharp disagreement with others. You can't always be agreeable or cooperative when you feel strongly about your own views. This is especially true if you are a member of an oppressed group. There are heavy risks involved when you start being authentic, even a little bit authentic. Christians often acknowledge the time Jesus spent alone in the desert, struggling with his particular temptations. He was under strong pressure to forget his beloved poor people and to go after wealth and political power. Alone in the desert, he was able to get back in touch with his real purposes. And he returned to his friends triumphantly reaffirming his integrity, his own style of ministry. The rainbow connection means that we as individuals have to look inward to clarify and express our dreams and values. Let us take a few moments to meditate. What dreams do you have for yourself? For this congregation, for this country, for the earth. The Rainbow Connection is a religious quest, an attempt to explore our relationships with nature, with each other, and with our own inner selves. As we come together in this congregation, I hope we can feel our connectedness with each other and with the world, and that we can take up the challenge of sharing and acting upon our most valued ideals and dreams. You and I, we meet as strangers, each carrying a mystery within us. I cannot say who you are. I may never know you completely. But I trust that you are persons in your own right, possessed of a beauty and value that are the earth's richest treasures. Blessed be.